even riding around the square, and it had a wooden bed. That was your Chevy truck?
Yeah.
Yeah, it had the hooks with the chains to hold the tailgate back, you know, right. down it. But I remember us bouncing around and all those times we drove down the dirt roads and out in the boonies and you cattailing, kicking up the dust, and we were just loving it back there, sitting, you know, bouncing around in the back against the cab.
One day I hadn't hurt one of you kids. No. I didn't know back in them days. Now you can't do that. You can't ride the back of the truck.
That's right. But, you know, even here, you think they'd let it go. But you think they'd get you?
Well, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you betcha. Because anything over 20 miles an hour, you come out of that truck, or if it rolls over, you're dead or crippled for life. You know? Yeah, I think that's a good deal. I think that was one good.
But they were sure good memories. We sure had fun bouncing around.
Yeah. I jumped up in the back of my daddy's truck one time when I was about 10 years old. Mm-hmm. Well, I was in the back of it. And he's running down the road, and as I jumped up, he hit a bump. You know where I wound up? About 15 miles an hour. I was out there on the gravel road. The truck run out from under me.
Oh.
When I bounced up.
Yeah.
So you can imagine it, 20, 30, 40 miles an hour.
Now, you remember when we went and spent the night down the creek? You took us down the river. Dad was in Korea. And Dale and Doug and I rode in that boat with a tent, and we had a couple 22s or whatever, but we put in here at the Osmond Bluff, and you took us down the river. We camped on a sandbar. Doug and Dale and I swam, and the next morning or something, we got the 22s and shot across the little river there. It roots are different things. And, that was a wonderful memory. Yeah. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was good for you kids. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it. I wouldn't have been doing it.
Do you remember that big tree where you put in, you know, that big tree that had that rope and that?
Yeah.
And it had a steering wheel from a car tied to it.
Yeah.
And you'd run and grab hold of that steering wheel and swing out over the river and drop yourself.
Right.
You know, and it was fun.
Right. Mm. Yeah, the water was about 10 to 15 feet right there where that steering wheel was. And it's still there. Not the same rope.
Okay.
But they got a tire on the thing now. Mm-hmm. And you know, I can't imagine river currents changes all holes in the river and washes them out. That has never, never, ever changed. Now, I've been here a long time. And that hole is still about 12 to 15 feet deep right there where the tire is. Old Bimbo Husky put up a new rope. Two, three years ago that they'd worn the old one out. Well, they'd had one since then, you know, that you were down there. Mm-hmm. But about every 2-3 years, they have to renew that thing. And it was so, it had swung on that limb on that big tree, that particular limb, that it killed the tree. Killed the limb, not the tree.
Oh, yeah,
And it had to go up about 10 feet above it to get another limb. But they got it. They got her on there. He took a chainsaw and cut the dead limb off up against the tree so it wouldn't rot into the tree. But I don't know. You know, life is so short. You live a long, long time, but life is still really short, Kenneth.
Mm-hmm.
I've had lots and lots and lots of happy times. I've had some sad times.
Yeah.
But overall, it's been better.
But it does seem as you get older that time speeds up.
It sure does.
You know.
Once you hit 50, 55, it seems to get in overdrive.
Well, this year has not been a good year. You know,
No.
But it doesn't seem like it was 3 months long. It went so fast.
Well, until I was about 60 years old, I was about 40 years old. Or 35.
Mm-hmm.
But after I started having some heart problems at about 65, then things really, really added up. But up until then, I was a man. I was a good man. I was a stout man. I was a strong man. And most of the guys I hunt and fish with, I could wear them. And most of the people that I run around with are a lot younger than I. I wear them plumb out. Just wear them plumb out. Mm-hmm. Last year, the guy I hunt with now, squirrel hunt with, is about 58. Yeah, he's 58. Yeah. And pretty good man. He's 6 foot and weigh 190 pounds. And I was really having problems last year about this time. You know, I could hardly move around, this kind of thing. I'd walk him plumb into the ground. He'd quit. He said, man, I got to take a break. And I heard him tell several of the guys, he said, man, ain't nothing wrong with him. He just wore me out. We go coon hunting at night and go squirrel hunting daytime. And about every hour or two, he'd have to sit down on a log on a stump. But now I can't do that. I mean, it has really, really worked on me in the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
But I was still in pretty good shape last year.
Yeah.
Other than the pain.
Yeah.
Well, they got all the pain gone. Nearly all the pain gone. I've had some bad, the last 3 or 4 days been pretty rough, but.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get something to eat. I know, you said you ate, but